Chamber of Commerce and Agricultural Paddlefish Grant Committee.
So this is an item that I bring to you each year. It's to put in place the Paddlefish Grant Committee. The members of the committee are recommended to us from the Glendive Chamber of Commerce, who currently have the contract for the Paddlefish Row project. So the Glendive Chamber of Commerce are recommending the following five members be appointed to the committee. Mike Rowe, who represents the Glendive Area Chamber of Commerce. Kevin Dorwart, who represents the city. Tim Mort from the Dawson County Fire Department. Al Aldinger, who's a retired contractor. And James Thielman, who's from Oil Production Services in Glendive. And the department recommended the commission approve these members as recommended by the Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, Eileen. So the specific action item we have is to approve these particular members who I believe have all been serving for some time, and we really thank them for that. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission approve the Paddlefish Grant Committee recommended by the Glendive Chamber of Commerce.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Questions, discussion from the commission?
Now I'll ask my question that I asked prematurely before. With the closure of the Paddlefish, this really is symbolic then, or is there plans to possibly open up the Paddlefish later, depending upon what happens with the virus?
Chair Cole and Commissioner Stuker, as you're all aware, currently the Yellowstone Paddlefish season is closed. We don't have any plans right now to open that, but obviously with that season being closed, there won't be roe collected and there won't be the funds generated from that. So you're correct. Right now, this committee would be more of a symbolic nature if those funds don't come in. I'm not aware of any plans right now to consider opening that season, but perhaps the director may be able to add something to that.
Thank you, Eileen and Mr. Chair, commissioners. I believe that has been canceled. That season has been canceled. And in part, it was due to a recommendation from the Glendive Chamber of Commerce. I know that our region and fishery staff worked closely with Glendive to come up with that proposal. So I hope that answers that. I have not had any indication of a desire to change that closure because of the crowding, that it would be so impossible to keep physically distant. Certainly at intake and with that opportunity. So that's why we got the recommendation we did there, and I don't anticipate that changing. But thank you for asking.
I was just going to add on, but with this, looking at the letter that the chamber president sent, doesn't it seem like there's still funds left to be issued in 2020? So that would that be the role of this committee?
Chair Colton, Commissioner Logan, that is correct. And I was remiss in mentioning that there are some funds still left in that account, so that will be the responsibility of this committee if no additional funds come in.
And then just to follow up on that, I think I've asked it before, but it would be kind of interesting to know exactly where those funds go, just to see the projects that are funded through that.
Chair Colton, Commissioner, I don't have that available right now, but we can certainly get that list for you and send it out.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, you don't have to drive around Glendive much to see an improvement project. This has really been a great program and, you know, required legislation in order to, you know, provide essentially a commercial benefit of some measure for a public resource. And I really appreciate these people that are willing to serve on this committee to allocate that money for the betterment of the Glen Dive area. Any more comments, discussion, or questions on the nomination of these individuals to serve? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay, we're moving into wildlife.